Okay, we are up to the second perek regarding Shimshon, and that is Sefer Shoftim Perek Yudalad. And we continue with the Shimshon story. Last time we were introduced to his parents and the birth of Shimshon at the end. We did mention the Sefer Chinuch at the end of yesterday's shiur, just to be mosif, that he mentions that there is the fire that came down to prove to Eshes Manoach and Manoach that it was a real Malach Hashem. There were only three fires in the history of the world that were visible. One of them was yesterday's, and the other one was in the time of Gidon. So there was another Gersa in the Chinuch that adds in Elio Anavi, Bahara Carmel, but there are some that don't have that girsa. It's a good question. What would be the difference between Elio's fire and the other fires he mentioned? But just as a hosafa to yesterday, I just wanted to mention that. Okay, but now let's get into Perek Yudalad. So this is actual Shimshon now. Remember, he had a Ruach Hashem that rested on him yesterday at the end of the Perek, and now he starts acting. What happens? He goes down to Timnah, and he finds a wife. He tells his parents, I want a wife. His parents said, aren't there enough Jewish women to find here in Eretz Yisrael? And he says, no, I want a specific woman. And the Navi describes that this was behind the scenes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting him involved already in the Eretz Plishtim. He goes down, as we read in the Navi, and he meets a lion on the way. He rips apart the lion and leaves the carcass. His parents are not there at the time, as we'll see what happened to them. And then they continue going down, and he gets married, and he at the Sheva Brachas, one of the sources of Sheva Brachas is here in our parak. And at the Sheva Brachas, he asked them a riddle. He asked them a riddle. What's the riddle? After having seen the carcass of the lion again afterwards, he asked them a riddle. The riddle of the honey in the carcass of the lion, from something strong comes out something sweet. They can't answer the riddle. They have a bet for the riddle that 30 changes of clothing, they each bet. Shimshon says, if you win, then I'm going to have to give you. If I win, if you don't get the riddle, then you're going to have to give me, etc. And as we read the story, the wife of Shimshon, finally, on the last day of Sheva Brachas, convinces him to tell her the answer, in that the Plishtim had threatened her life and her family's life if she doesn't find out the answer to the riddle. So she finds out, she quickly tells them, and they quickly tell Shimshon. Shimshon gets very angry at his wife and at all the people. He goes and kills 30 Plishtim, says, here's the clothing that you wanted, and he goes back to Eretz Yisrael, leaving his wife, who had been given to another man. That is the first story we have about Shimshon, before we get to the actual next parakim, where he takes on the Plishtim in a more active way. Okay, so that is the first parak. Now let's get into some of the stories itself. Shimshon, as we said at the end of yesterday's shiur, is one of the most enigmatic figures that we have in all of Tanakh. It seems that he at least started L'Shem Shamayim. He started with positive motives. He started with, he was a shofet, but for certain reasons, he did not complete the victory as some of the other shoftim did. He did win, but interestingly, unlike all the other shoftim, he did it alone. Chazal already pick up on this. He was the only shofet that acted alone. All the other shoftim at least had some shvatim with them. Even if it was a small army, a very small army compared to the enemy, but Shimshon was a loner. He was Shimshon HaGibar, he was alone, and Chazal pick up on that. Number one. Number two, the Bnei Yisrael, the Mefarshim explained, weren't ra'ui to have a major victory over the Plishtim as they had been earlier in history. So they had a victory and they were saved after 40 years of being under subjugation, but they weren't zochet to the ultimate victory that could have been done if they were on a higher level. The Be'er Moshe, a number of them, Mefarshim talk in general about Shimshon. The Mechtam Eliyahu, if you want to look in the Chelek Beis, has 10 pages on Shimshon. The Be'er Moshe writes, based on the Arizal, that the Arizal says that Shimshon had the nefesh, whatever you want to call it, the Gilgal, had the nefesh of Adam HaRishon. And Adam went after his eyes, as we know from the story in Sefer Bereishis, right? Vatera ha'isha ki tov eitz l'machol v'chitavahu le'enayim. Eyes play a major role in the Eitz Hadas story. Eyes play a major role in the Shimshon story also. And his goal was to try to be misakein, to bring salvation to Am Yisrael based on his eyes. It didn't work out exactly that way. As Chazal tell us, he followed his eyes, even if he was L'Shem Shemayim to start, but then he followed his eyes, and physical taiva got in the way, and he did not achieve what was meant to be achieved. There's even a remez in the text, as we'll get to, for the Eitz Hadas. But that's the Ber Moshe. Based on that Arizal, he connects it to the original chait. Again, the Abarbanel has his piece also. The Abarbanel at the beginning of our parak says that he started L'Shem Shamayim, he was a shofet, Matsanu Pamim Rabot B'Sipurei HaNeviim, says the Abarbanel. We find many times, Shohayu Osim Pa'amim Dvarim HaShalo Kadas. Sometimes we see Neviim or Shoftim doing things that seem inappropriate on the surface. Kidei sheyetze mehem avodat hakel yisparach. For a greater purpose, for a greater good, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them. Ke'inyan like, what does he compare it to? Elio Bahara Carmel. We know Elio built a Mizbeach on Hara Carmel at the time that you weren't allowed to build Mizbechos at the outside the Mishkan, and yet Elio does it. Elio Bahara Carmel Sha'avar, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'avar al das lahakriv babama v'hayelo horasha k'dei lafarsim b'tok b'nei Yisrael. He was going to teach Am Yisrael ki Hashem hu Elokim, right, which is exactly what he said. So that was, could have been Shimshon's original, you know, he built it, that was Hakravas Karbanis, but he was going to get in, he was going to marry a Plishti woman. We're going to talk about how he did that in a minute, but he was going to marry a Plishti woman. So it started off, says the Abarbanel, kind of like Elio Bar Carmel. It was an Avera Lishma. It was an Avera L'Shem Shemayim. But as time went on, as the Psukim described, it became more personal. Less total L'Shem Shemayim, but more personal. V'chein Roi Shenomar. It's Roi, says the Abarbanel, how it was started off with Binyan Shimshon. Sha'asa Dvarim Asher Lo Kadin, L'fi She'yimsa To'ana L'hinokemi Plishtim. This was a way to get in, infiltrate the land of the Plishtim if he marries a Philistine woman, and in that way he'll be able to bring the Yeshua. That was what was the original plan. Kol shekein shelo haya haruach elokia sherbo miyushav umusudar la'asashuas kishar shoftim. He wasn't on the level of the earlier shoftim, but this is what he thought. And Chazal give him credit for it. We never find in the text of the Navi that he was taken to task because he went and did this, because he went and married a Philistine woman. No, it doesn't say who asara ben Hashem. No, because it was part of the plan, as the Psukim describe. Just so happens that eventually personal taiva got involved, and Chazal pick up on that as well. So the Psukim describe Vayered Shimnon Timnasa. Shimshon goes down to Timna. Vayar Isha mi Timnasa mi Bnos Plishtim, and he sees a woman from Timna, from the Bnos Plishtim. Vayav Yaged Le'aviv Le'imo. He goes in back and tells his parents, and he says, "Mom, Dad, Vayomer, I found the right one. Isha Ra'isi b'Timnasa mi Bnos Plishtim. I found a Philistine woman. V'yata kechu osa li Lisha. Please take her for me. Kechu, please, I'm ready. Vayomer lo aviv imo." As any good Jewish parents would say, "What you have? There's nobody here. There's no one here who's Jewish, who's able to be your match." Ha'ein bivnos achecho v'chol ami isha. Ki ata holech likrat lakachas isha, mi plishtim ha'arilim. And imagine what the parents are going through right now. They had a Malach Hashem appear to them before this boy was born that said he was going to bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. They become, like as we said yesterday from Rav Schwab, they become a Nazir and a Nazira, and he's a Nazir, and he's on such a level, and he's a Kadosh, and all of a sudden he says, I'm intermarrying. They're like, what is going on here? What's happening? Vayomer Shimshon Alaviv, Kosa Kachli Kihi Ashra Beinai. Nope. I want her. She's the one I want. Amazing the inner fortitude that the parents had to have here and not lose their bitachon in Hashem, and not lose that Hashem said this is going to be the one, and not lose the bitachon. We do have that the most Rishonim assume that Shimshon was Megayer, his wife. This Philistine woman, he was Megayer. Right? It's said by both the Radak and the Rambam. The Radak said it in the last parak. The Radak writes in the last parak. Let's just read it. Kinire, he says. Just find the lashon of the Radak. He says. V'hanira bazeh ki hanashim in the previous parak in Pasuk Dalet ki hanashim esher lokach betimna uba'aza ubenachal sorek gear osam beheshivan ladas Yisrael. He brought them and converted them. Ki chalila mi shofet Yisrael u'moshiyam lehischatein beplishtim. Chas v'shalom, that one of the shoftim intermarrying. Chas v'shalom, v'over alav delot hischatein bam. No way, says the Radak. Avol chamur ma'od, u'maybe as adam lidi kfira b'bor yisparach. The Pesukim describe, if somebody intermarries, it leads him away, besides that he's led away already, but it leads to a terrible kfira. V'lo nimsa b'katuv sh'ne'anash al zeh. You don't find in the Pesukim that he did anything wrong. V'lo nomar lav sh'asa rabbeinei Hashem. No. He did this. This was part of the divine plan to get him into the Plishtim land, and that's what he did. So you don't find, so of course he was Megayer them. And it's not only the Radak. The Rambam says this. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel Alocha Yudalad, Al Yal Al Daitacha. Don't think. And look who he groups the two with. Sheshimshon HaMoshia Es Yisrael. O Shlomo Melech Yisrael. Don't think Shimshon or Shlomo. Shenikra Yedidya. Shlomo, who was called Yedidya, Nasu Nashim Nachrios Begiusan. Don't think they intermarried. Ella Sod Hadavar Kachu. No, this is what happened. Maybe originally it might not have been the greatest way to come by it, but technically, did they do anything wrong? No. Shaha Mitzvah Nachona Kisha Yavo Hagero Hagioris Lizkayer. Usually, when a potential convert comes, both Kinacharav Shema Biglal Mamon Cheyito. Maybe they're converting for money. O Bishvil, right? Maybe they're going to convert to marry this person. This Jew, and then Yarshin them. O Bishvil Srara, Sheyizkela, a certain position. O Mipnei HaPachad, Bali Karnis Adas. Or the Jews are in power, and the Jews are going to hurt them. Vim Ish Hu, both Kinacharav Shema Einam Nasan B'Isha Yudis. And if it's a man, maybe he wants to marry a woman. Vim Isha Hi Shema Einah Nasan B'Bachur, Mi'Bachurei Yisrael. Meaning you always check out the motivation. Im Lo Nimsa Lahem Eila. And if you don't find these excuses, Modian Osan Kovet Ola Torah, V'Torach Sheish Basi. You have to get up a minyan every day. You're going to have to take your own food. All the difficulties and challenges. Achi Yifroshu, and you try to convince them not to become Jewish. Im kiblu v'lo pirshu v'roos an shachazru me'ava. If you then though see that they are committed and they want to be Jewish, mekablen osam. And you accept like we do by Rus. And that's why in the times of Shlomo, the times of David, the Gemara says in Yevamos, the Rambam quotes it here, they did not accept. But still, the Rambam then says, even if somebody has bad motivation, if they do accept to do it, and they accept Kabbalah's mitzvos, they are Jewish. Ulefi, says the Rambam, Shegiyer Shlomo Nashim, Vinasan, V'chein Shimshon Giyer, Vinasa, V'hadavar Yadua Shalochazu Elu Elabishvil Davar, V'lopi Bezdin Girum, Chashvana Kasuv, Ki'ilu Hein Goyos Ubi Isuran Omdin. You know why you get the impression that they're non-Jewish, or even by Shlomo? Why? Because it's as if, because they didn't do it really with Bezdin's, you know, permission, and Bezdin wouldn't have accepted these women, doing it shalom l'shem shemayim, but ultimately, they did it shalom l'shem shemayim, but they had a real Kabbalah, they're Jewish. So technically, they are Jewish. V'od, the Rambam says, it wasn't a good idea by Shlomo, but either way, by Shimshon, the Rambam, the Radak say, they all converted. The Mesudas David also, in one line here, in Pasuk Beis. Kigira terem lacha l'shiyelo bakidusha. That's the language of kichu. Kichu osa le'isha. Kichu is lashon likuchin, as the Torah has. But Shimshon says, so Shimshon says to his parents, this is the one I want, and his father says, no. He says, no. Yashrahi be'enai. She is the one that is straight in my eyes. Says the Gemara in Sota. Shimshon, Tesama base. Shimshon, Marad be'enav, Lefichach nakru plishtim es enav. We know the tragic end that Shimshon is going to have is that they're going to blind him in a couple of prakim. Why his eyes? Because he followed his eyes. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says here, right? Yashra be'enai. In my eyes. The Gemara continues. Shimshon mar beinav lichanakru plishtim es enav. Shene'emar v'yachzu plishtim v'yinakru es enav. Eini v'aksiv aviv imo lo yidoki mi'ashem hu. I, the next pasuk that we didn't read yet. Shimshon says, I want this woman. V'aviv imo lo yidoki mi'ashem hu. It was all part of the divine plan. Ki to'ano mevakesh b'plishtim. He's just trying to get an in. So how could the Gemara ask on itself? How could we say that he's being punished for following his eyes? Wasn't this all part of the divine plan? Ki to'ano mevakesh. Says the Gemara, ki azil mi abasar yeshrusa azil. No. Even if it was part of the divine plan, he didn't do it, b'kavana. He didn't do it, l'shem shamayim. He didn't, before he married this woman, l'shem mitzvahs, getting close to the plishtim, he had a taiva. It's a gorgeous woman. So that's why he did it. So even if it was part of the divine plan, one could get punished for it. If you look in the Musar HaNeviim, he writes there that this, we find this elsewhere too, that even if I am being used as a hand of God, but I still have Bechira Chavshis, and if I'm not doing it for the right reasons, I'm going to be held accountable for it. Two great examples. Number one, the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, what does it say in the Bris Ben HaBasarim? That you're going to be in a strange land for 400 years, and they're going to be punished afterwards, V'acharichein. All right, I'm going to judge that Yavodu, I'm going to judge them. So the Ramban, all the Rishonim ask, what was it their fault? They were just doing the divine plan. The answer is they didn't do it for those reasons. They didn't do it, L'shem Shamayim. They did it because they wanted to persecute the Jews. They're not going to get credit for that. Hashem's not going to give them a shkayach. No. Just like Shimshon here, even though he was part of the divine plan, says Chazal that he was going to get punished for it. And what's the other example? Yosef's brothers. What does Yosef say in Vayechi? It was all part of the divine plan. I'm not going to take revenge on you. It was part of the divine plan. We were supposed to come to Mitzrayim. This is all how we're supposed to do it. But the brothers were still going to get punished for it, for selling their brother. Why? Because they didn't do it for those reasons. They didn't do it, L'shem Shamayim, that, okay, we're going down to Mitzrayim now. This is the start of Jewish history. So too, that's what the Gemara says here in Sota on Daf Tes. So he doesn't listen to his parents. Vayered, and he takes his parents down. Vayir Shimshon va'avivimo Timnasa. If we have time, we'll get back to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeyasim and Reish Mem. Whether you have to listen to your parents when a person wants to get married, the parents don't like the choice. So do they have to listen? So this is one of the sources. Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes that you don't have to listen. So we'll have to get back to that Bezrim at this time. So Vayir Shimshon va'avivimo Timnasa. Shimshon and his parents go down to Timna, and they come to the Karmei Timnasa. They come to the vineyards, and all of a sudden, a lion comes out. What does the Pasuk say in Pasuk Hey? Shoeg likraso, roaring at him. All the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean at him? He was just walking with his parents. And now it says, Shoeg likraso, comes out to him. So many Mefarshim quote the Gra, right, the Netziv in Hamak Davar in Naso quote the Gra. The Gra says that it's a halacha. We know from the Gemara that a Nazir is not only not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to even go near a vineyard. He's got to go all the way around. So Mistama says the Gra, that's why his parents aren't with him anymore, because he had to go all the way around. He's going to go near the vineyard. And that's why he got separated, and that's when the lion came to attack them. That's why he wasn't there anymore. We find more than other Isurim, there are siyagim in the Torah. The Torah says not allowed to drink wine. The Torah says not allowed to have grapes or raisins. Many surim. Many surim. That's why Chazal, the Rinas Yisroch, suggests. How did Chazal know to make a gzera that you're not allowed to even go near a vineyard if you're a Nazir? The Torah doesn't say, oh, you're not allowed to go near a non-kosher restaurant. It doesn't say that. There's no Isser. You can walk by a non-kosher restaurant. But Naziris is different. Why? Because the Torah itself goes out of its way to add on siyagim d'oraisa, extra siyagim. So Chazal also added that as well. And that's why Shimshon here is all by himself. He's all by himself. He is not with his parents. Okay, so what does he do? He rips apart the lion, and he comes back. Vayir vaydaber liisha, and the woman, Vatishar Beine Shimshon, she finds favor in the eyes of Shimshon, and Vayashav Miyamim Lekachta, and then he goes back home, and then on his way back down to finally marry her, he sees the carcass, Mapelas Ha'aryeh, and he sees there's bees inside the carcass with honey. He takes a little bit, he eats a little bit, he gives some to his parents. Okay, he doesn't say any word to his parents about where the honey comes from. He goes, he starts having a party, and there were 30 people there at the party. I'm going to tell you a riddle. Must have been common at the time to tell riddles at big parties. These 7 days of Mishneh, which is one of the sources for Sheva Brachas, right here. Pasuk Yud Beis. Shivas Yimei HaMishteh Umetzasem. If you give me the answer to my riddle, Unasati Lochem Shloshim Sadinim Ushloshim Chalifos Begadim, I'm going to give you 30 changes of clothing. And if you don't tell me the answer to the riddle, then you have to pay me. So they say, okay, what's your riddle? Vayomer lehem, and here it is. Pasuk Yudalid, Me ha'ochel yatza ma'achal, u'me az yatza matok. From food, from ochel, will go out ma'achal, other food, and from the az, from the strong, will go out matok, go out something sweet. Obviously talking about the honey coming out of the lion. And they couldn't answer it. Obviously very strange, difficult riddle to unravel. If you look at many Mefarshim discuss the messages, maybe there's a hidden message from this riddle, right? From the Oz comes out Matok. Good always comes out from bad, right? Something negative, a lion roaring, ferocious. You could get honey that comes out of that. The Shimshon, the Mishpat Zav, notes, Shimshon remeis l'tikun olam, kasher tachlis atov teitzei v'tisparer min hara. Like Chazal Darshan, mitin tar mitame, lo echad, based on the pasuk in Iyov, Avram comes from Terach, Chizkiyo comes from Achaz, Yisrael comes from Ovdi Kochavim, Olam Abba comes after Olam Hazeh. All of these, this is all maybe included in that lashon, me'az yatsa matok, from something that looks az. Az has a little negative connotation, but yatsa matok, right, something very sweet, can come out of it. That's his riddle, and obviously, they can't figure it out until after 7 days, the wife of Shimshon, whose name is not given here, wife of Shimshon comes and begs, please, please, please. He said, I didn't even tell my parents. What are you bugging me for? And she makes life miserable for him. And right before sunset, on the last day in Pasuk Yud Ches, so he tells her. She quickly goes and tells them, and they spill the beans and they tell him. And Shimshon gets very angry in Pasuk Yud Ches, Lule charashtem be'eglasi, if you had not plowed with my calf, meaning, if you had not gone through my wife, lo matzasam chidasi, you would not have figured out my riddle. The Barbanel also assumes that this line is alluding to the fact that she was mizana, and Shimshon realized that from him, that they plowed with his egla, with his calf, and therefore Shimshon wanting nothing to do with her anymore. Vatitzak alav ruach Hashem. So all of a sudden, the ruach Hashem comes back. Interestingly, the ruach Hashem, the earlier part of the parak does not say he had the ruach Hashem as he went down to marry this woman. It said at the end of the previous parak, and now again, he has the Ruach Hashem when he goes down to Ashkelon. Vayach mehem shloshim ish, he hits 30 men. 30 men, he kills them. Ask the Radak, what do you mean? Isn't he a Nazir? Isn't he a Nazir? So the Radak has three ideas. Number one, he says, maybe this is where Chazal got it from. We know the Gemara says in Nazir that a Shimshon only had two out of the three halachas of a Nazir. No wine and no haircuts. But Tumas Mesi was Batami himself Lamesim. That's what Chazal say. The Radak does say, he quotes the Gemara, and then he says, it's possible that he wasn't Mitami himself, even though he killed them. Maybe he killed them with a rock or with an arrow. Maybe he basically killed them, but they weren't dead yet as he took off their clothes to get the what was due that he had to pay. Either way, there are ways to get out of it. But what does he do? He hits these 30 men. He takes their chalifos and he gives them back to the ones who answer the riddle. Even though halachically, the Mefarshim point out, he probably didn't have to do this because it was what we call an asmachta. He didn't think that they would ever get the riddle, so he really didn't know it, but he did it anyway. Vayicharapo, vayal beis aviyu. And he was extremely angry and he goes back home. And the wife of Shimshon already goes to somebody else, setting the stage for what is going to happen in the next parak. Just maybe one try to squeeze in one more minute, and that is what I mentioned before. So Shimshon did not listen to his parents regarding who to marry. The Ramah says it, the last line in Yoredei Simin Reish Mem. The Ramah quotes the Maharik. A parent has no right to tell a child who to marry. If a child picks somebody, that's it, it's mutter. That's the Maharik. The Maharik gives two svaras why that is. Number one, the halacha is getting married is a mitzvah. So my parents are telling me not to do a mitzvah, so I don't have to listen to them, just like any aver that they tell me to do, or now tell me not to do a mitzvah. That's one svara. The other svara given is that Kibud of aim is only where it affects the parent. If it's something to do with my life, not the parent, then why they have no right to tell me what to do. I could do whatever I want. I could live where I want. I could do this what I want. I could that where I want. But according to that, there are two svaras given by the Maharik. According to that second svara, though, the Achronim point out that if the marriage of the child is going to embarrass the parents, going to be mavaza the parents, then it's not just something that it's affecting the child. It's affecting the parents. And maybe that's why the parents would have a right to say something. So maybe here too, that was the taina of Shimshon's parents. We know it's about somebody getting married, but this is embarrassing us. She's a plishti. They're killing us these days. But maybe that's what the Navi says, but this is Mei Hashem. It was Mei Hashem, and they didn't realize that. It was all behind the scenes. Okay, well, I'll stop here. Next time we'll pick up with more Shimshon stories.